Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kedron Valley. There was a garden there. He went into it with his disciples. Judas the traitor knew the place well, since Jesus had often met the disciples there. And he brought the cohort to this place together with a detachment of guards sent by the chief priests and the Pharisees, all with lanterns and torches and weapons. Knowing everything that was going to happen, Jesus then came forward and said,
"Who are you looking for?"
They said, "He said,
I am he."
Now Judas the traitor was standing among them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they moved back and fell to the ground. He asked them a second time,
"Who are you looking for?"
They said,
"Jesus."
Jesus replied,
"I have told you that I am he. If I am the one you are looking for, let these others go."
This was to fulfill the words he had spoken. "Not one of those you gave me have I lost." Simon Peter, who carried a sword, drew it and wounded the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus said to Peter,
"Put your sword back in its scabbard. Am I not to drink the cup that my Father has given me?"
The cohort and its captain and the Jewish guards seized Jesus and bound him. They took him first to Annas. Annas was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. It was Caiaphas who had suggested to the Jews, "It is better for one man to die for the people." Simon Peter, with another disciple, followed Jesus. This disciple, who was known to the high priest, went with Jesus into the high priest's palace. But Peter stayed outside at the door. So the other disciples, the one known to the high priest, went out, spoke to the woman who was keeping the door, who brought Peter in. The maid on duty at the door said to Peter,
"Aren't you another of that man's disciples?"
He answered,
"I am not."
Now it was cold, and the servants and guards had lit a charcoal fire and were standing there warming themselves. So Peter stood there too, warming himself with the others. The high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered,
"I have spoken openly for all the world to hear. I have always taught in the synagogue and in the temple where all Jews meet together. I have said nothing in secret, but why ask me? Ask my hearers what I taught. They know what I said."
At these words, one of the guards standing by gave Jesus a slap in the face, saying,
"Is that the way to answer the high priest?"
Jesus replied,
"If there is something wrong in what I said, point it out. But if there is no offense in it, why do you strike me?"
Then Annas sent him, still bound, to Caiaphas, the high priest. As Simon Peter stood there warming himself, someone said to him, he denied it, saying, one of the high priest's servants, a relation of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, said,
"Didn't I see you in the garden with them?"
Again, Peter denied it, and at once the cock crew. They then led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the praetorium. It was now morning. They did not go into the praetorium themselves, or they would have been defiled and unable to meet the Passover. So Pilate came outside to them and said,
"What charge do you bring against this man?"
They replied, Pilate said,
"Take him yourself and try by your own law."
The Jews answered,
"We are not subject to death."
This was to fulfill the words Jesus had spoken, indicating the way he was going to die. So Pilate went back into the praetorium and called Jesus to him and asked, Jesus replied,
"Do you ask this of your own accord, or have others spoken to you about me?"
Pilate answered,
"Am I a Jew? It's your own people, the chief priests, who have handed you over to me. What have you done?"
Jesus replied,
"Mine is not a kingdom of the world. If my kingdom were of this world, my men would have fought to prevent me being surrendered to the Jews. But my kingdom is not of this kind."
Pilate said,
"So you are a king."
Jesus answered,
"It is you who say it. Yes, I am a king. I was born for this. I came into the world for this, to bear witness to the truth. And all who are on the side of the truth, listen to my voice."
Pilate said,
"Truth, what is that?"
And with that he went out again to the Jews and said,
"I find no case against him, but according to a custom of yours, I should release one prisoner at the Passover. Would you like me then to release the king of the Jews?"
At this they shouted, "Barabbas was a brigand." Pilate then had Jesus taken away and scourged. And after this, the soldiers twisted some thorns into a crown and put it on his head and dressed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him and saying, and they slapped him in the face. Pilate came outside again and said to them,
"Look, I am going to bring him out to you, to let you see that I find no case."
Jesus then came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said,
"Here is the man."
When they saw him, the chief priests and the guards shouted,
"Crucify him! Crucify him!"
Pilate said, The Jews replied,
"We are the law, and according to the law, we are not to die, because he is going to be the Son of God."
When Pilate heard them say this, his fears increased. Re-entering the praetorium, he said to Jesus,
"Where did you come from?"
But Jesus made no answer. Pilate then said to him, Jesus replied,
"You would have no power over me if it had not been given you from above. That is why the one who handed me over to you has the greater guilt."
From that moment, Pilate was anxious to set him free. But the Jews shouted, Hearing these words, Pilate had Jesus brought out and seated himself on the chair of judgment at a place called the Pavement, in Hebrew Gabbatha. It was Passover preparation day, about the sixth hour. So Pilate said to Jesus,
"Here is your king."
And they said, Pilate said, "The chief priests answered,
'We have no king except Caesar.'"
So in the end, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. They then took charge of Jesus, and carrying his own cross, he went out of the city to the place of the skull, or as it is called in Hebrew, Golgotha, where they crucified him with two others, one on either side, with Jesus in the middle. Pilate wrote out a notice and had it fixed to the cross. It ran, "Jesus the Nazarene, King of the Jews." This notice was read by many of the Jews, because the place where Jesus was crucified was not far from the city, and the writing was in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. So the Jewish priests said to Pilate, Pilate answered, "When the soldiers had finished crucifying Jesus, they took his clothes and divided it into four shares, one for each soldier. His undergarment was seamless, woven in one piece from neck to hem. So they said to one another, 'In this way the words of Scripture were fulfilled. They shared out my clothing among them. They cast lots for my clothes.' This is exactly what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary of Magdala. Seeing his mother and the disciple he loved standing near her, Jesus said to his mother,
'Woman, this is your son.'
Then to the disciples he said,
'This is your mother.'
And from that moment the disciple made a place for her in his home. After this, Jesus knew that everything had now been completed. And to fulfill the scripture perfectly, he said,
'I am thirsty.'
A jar full of vinegar stood there. So putting a sponge soaked in vinegar on a hyssop stick, they held it up to his mouth. After Jesus had taken the vinegar, he said,
'It is accomplished.'
And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit." It was preparation day, and to prevent the bodies remaining on the cross during the Sabbath, since that Sabbath was a day of special solemnity, the Jews asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken away. Consequently, the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with him, and then the other. When they came to Jesus, they found that he had already died. And so, instead of breaking his legs, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a lance, and immediately there came out blood and water. This is the evidence of one who saw it, trustworthy evidence, and he knows he speaks the truth. And he gives it so that you may believe as well. because all this happened to fulfill the words of Scripture. Not one bone of his will be broken. And again in another place, Scripture says, they will look on the one whom they have pierced. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one, because he was afraid of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him remove the body of Jesus. Pilate gave permission. So they came and took it away. Nicodemus came as well, the same one who had first come to Jesus at nighttime. And he brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with spices in linen cloths, following the Jewish burial custom. At this place where he had been crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been buried. Since it was the Jewish day of preparation, and the tomb was near at hand, they laid Jesus there.